అస్సలాము అలైకుం వ రహ్మతుల్లాహి వ బరకాతుహ్. నహ్మదుహు వ నుసల్లీ అలా రసూలిహిల్ కరీమ్. అమ్మా బాద్, ఆజ్ కా సబక్ సున్ లీజియే.
లెట్ అస్ లిసన్ టు ద ఆజ్ కా సబక్ విచ్ ఇస్ డెలివర్డ్ డైలీ బై హజ్రత్ మౌలానా ముహమ్మద్ యూనుస్, ద సన్ ఆఫ్ హజ్రత్ మౌలానా ముహమ్మద్ ఉమర్ పాలన్పూరి రహ్మతుల్లాహి అలైహ్.
Lesson number 1118. The severity of giving false witness. Hazrat Khuraym radiyallahu ta'ala says that one day after the Fajr Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam turned back and he looked at the Sahaba and he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has equated that the wrong and the evil of giving false witness is that of making shirk and getting partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said three times that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has equated the harm of false witness to that of making shirk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on completion of the third time, said, and he recited the verse of the Quran, فَاجْتَنِبُوا الرِّجْسَ مِنَ الْأَوْثَانِ وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ, that stay away from the worshipping of the filth of the devil and the idols, and وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advocates to us to stay away from false testimony. This hadith is made mention of in Abu Dawud Sharif. Many a times in the different fields of life that we work in, let us always make it a habit of abstaining from false testimony, immaterial of the consequences or the circumstances. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us an understanding. Oh, that Allah, who is so great, who knows the weight of the mountains and the drops of the ocean, oh Allah, save us from ghibah, from backbiting, from giving false witnesses, from not looking after our eyesight, or from adultery, or from thinking of adultery, that a couple is sleeping with one another, the husband has thoughts of another woman, the woman has thoughts of another male, and they are intimate with one another. O Allah, from that also you save us, and save us from all sorts of hardship. Let us read, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. We said, La ilaha illallah, Allah has opened up for us the sky, the door that is going to the heavens. We said, Allahu Akbar, Allah has made this entire atmosphere filled with reward. Allah give us the understanding. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.